Today's episode, The Range of Light. John Muir is considered by many as the preeminent essayist of the beauty and wildness of the Sierra. Perhaps my favorite passage written by Muir speaks directly to a special and magical quality found in our beloved Sierra Nevada mountains. The following is taken from Muir's writing, The Yosemite, 1912. Looking eastward from the summit of Pacheco Pass one shining morning, a landscape was displayed that after all my wandering still appears as the most beautiful I have ever beheld. At my feet lay the great central valley of California, level and flowery like a lake of pure sunshine, 40 or 50 miles wide, 500 miles long, one rich furred garden of yellow compositae. And from the eastern boundary of this vast golden flower bed rose the mighty Sierra, miles in height and so gloriously colored and so radiant, it seemed not clothed with light, but wholly composed of it, like the wall of some celestial city. Then it seemed to me that the Sierra Range should be called not the Nevada or Snowy Range, but the Range of Light. After 10 years of wandering and wondering in the heart of it, rejoicing in its glorious floods of light, the white beams of the morning streaming through the passes, the noonday radiance on the crystal rocks, the flush of the alpenglow and the iris spray of countless waterfalls, it seems above all others, the Range of Light. As I travel here in the eastern Sierra and marvel at these exalted peaks I behold upon my eastern horizon, it seems a finer verse could not be spoken about these magnificent partners of nature located here along El Camino Sierra.